from KQED.
Artist Chris Cooper, a.k.a. Coop, moved from Oklahoma to California in the late 1980s and quickly became a fixture in L.A.'s pop art scene. He's best known for his rockabilly style, featuring lots of hot rods, voluptuous vixens, and wide-eyed devils. This month, a collection of his paintings is on display in Culver City. From KPCC in Los Angeles, Alex Cohen looks at the details behind those devils.
Chances are you've seen Coop's work before. His designs have been featured on concert posters and album covers for bands such as Green Day, Nirvana, and the Ramones. But perhaps his best-known image is that of a cigar-smoking devil. Coop says years ago, a friend was starting a company selling Zippo lighters and asked him to whip up a design.
I did this image. I did it very quickly, probably in 30 minutes or less. And I didn't even bother to make a copy of it. I just mailed off the original art to him and didn't think about it. And the original art ended up being lost for several years until somebody at Zippo found it in their files and mailed it back to me.
Coop's devil was a hit. It's since wound up on everything from T-shirts and stickers to shot glasses and air fresheners. But that success has its downside, too, Coop says. He says others have co-opted and profited from his devil image without his permission. That frustrating experience was the inspiration behind one of his new paintings. It's called 13 Devil.
The idea to me was just to kind of take back control of the image by sort of essentially destroying it.
The painting features one of his classic demons, but layered over it are stencils of multiple other devils and dotted patterns in vibrant purple and yellow. The result is dramatic and chaotic, a blurred cacophony.
There's a line in the science fiction book Dune where one of the characters says, "The only way to truly have power over something is to have the ability to destroy it." And that was something that kind of came into my head when I was thinking about this, was that obliterating it would sort of be a way for me to sort of take back a little bit of control over it and what it means to me.
Another theme driving the show is something Coop calls paint blogging, an activity he discovered as a result of a serious accident. 2 years ago, Coop was driving his 65 Ford Falcon when another driver blew through a red light.
I had a broken leg. I was on crutches for 4 months. And unfortunately for me, these paintings are so large that I paint standing up, either on the floor or on a ladder, which of course I couldn't do.
While he recuperated, Coop turned to a less physically demanding art form, photography. He also started posting to the photo-sharing website Flickr, where he quickly gained a loyal following. Eventually, Coop started painting again, but he kept shooting and sharing photos, too. And then he turned his camera toward his canvas.
I started doing it purely for myself because when you're painting things that are this complex, it's often very helpful to sort of document the process so that if you need to go back and rework something, you sort of know the steps that you took to get to that point.
No more worrying about losing the originals, and he quickly discovered other benefits, too. Coop's followers on Flickr started commenting on the photos of his works in progress. He realized the internet provided him a unique opportunity for feedback most artists don't get until their work goes public. For example, he says, the evolution of his 13 Devil painting drew a lot of responses.
The photos went up and people said, "Oh, wow, I love this painting. I'm so glad you're finally doing this image." And then the next day, I came in and painted the dark purple line work on top of it and put a photo up. And people are like, "Well, why did you do that?"
Coop loves getting that immediate feedback, even if not all of it's positive.
In the past, I would just sort of do things. And later, I would look at them and say, "Oh, well, that's what this means, this thing." But when I started very seriously blogging my painting, I started to become much more sort of analytical about what I was doing. And I think the work improved because of that.
The results of Coop's paint blogging are on display at the Corey Helford Gallery in Culver City until June 20th. For the California Report, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.